Hey, 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 kids, kids, pay attention. It's time now for the Twang Trust here on CKW. Yeah, I'm your old pal Stu. I'll be here for the next 2 hours bringing you the best in both kinds of music, McPherson and Springsteen. Yeah. A special guest today. Yeah, Mr. Greg McPherson. He's got a show coming up at the West End Cultural Center next week, next Thursday. And we're going to talk about that and other things. And Greg has this big box out there that he makes noise with. And we're going to do some of that. And it's going to be fun. So stay tuned here tonight to the Twang Trust.
Out of its misery, nail that coffin tight. I live walks away. Yeah, I like her better when she walks away.
Allison Moore,
whoa,
and you're dead.
Oh, no, I'm screwing up big time here.
Hey, folks, this is Alejandro Estrada from Austin, Texas, here at the Wimberley Folk Festival, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Ah, the Wimberley Folk Festival. Were you at the Wimberley Folk Festival this weekend?
Thank you.
Oh, there, well, there, your mic's on now. There, boy. I've only been doing this 8 years. So, obviously, I don't know what I'm doing yet.
It's coming, though.
There we go. There we
better.
Go.
You're doing good.
So, were you at the Bird Cell this weekend? Greg
there.
McPherson, special guest?
I was there on Sunday.
All right.
It was excellent, as always. Yeah, yeah. The weather was good, and I had some of that giant lemonade, and I saw some women wearing those pasties.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I took in all the... everything that it had to offer this year, for sure.
Yeah, it was great. It was great fun. But I kept thinking back to last year when you made quite a splash. You made a lot of new friends last year, I think.
Yeah, it was a great year, man. I think that was definitely a highlight for me so far in my musical journey or whatever. It was amazing, like playing with Alejandro Escovedo, who you just heard, and... I did a set with Chad Van Galen and Vic Chestnut and Amy Rigby that was really exceptional, just really, really nice people. And you never know what to expect, you know. You hear someone's music, and if you're a fan, like someone like Vic Chestnut, I have a bunch of his records, and Alejandro Escovedo as well. So meeting them they were really really sweet guys and totally unpretentious and nice. So
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a great. And you covered, as I recall, Robbie Falk's "Let's Kill Saturday Night," which we heard at the top of the show there.
Yeah, you got a good memory. Yeah.
Well, that was, you did what else? You did Cat Power.
Yeah.
And
I did Metal Heart, Cat Power, and I did a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah, Boots of Spanish Leather. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it was pretty pretty exceptional weekend for me last year. It was really, really great. It's been like that for a few years now, actually, I think, at that festival. They've had nothing but good weather. And I think Chris Frayer is doing a nice job with the bookings. And,
absolutely, yeah.
That's cool. It's good. It's good to see.
Well, speaking of bookings, you are at the West End Cultural Center next Thursday.
Yeah, it's exciting for me. It's my first show here since last summer. I think I played maybe the 7th or 8th of September at the West End last year, and this is my first show at home since then. So
is this home?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. So the football games, you're rooting for the Bombers?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Still waiting for the Jets to come back.
Yeah.
Everybody else. Yeah, I drove by the arena the other day.
It's sad, isn't it?
Tear comes to your
eye. Yeah. So there's no fear in McPherson, but that song on the Kids album from a couple years ago, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. You've got a crazy memory. You've been doing some research. Yeah. No, it's that was really fun. That was totally weird. But I had a strange childhood. My dad was super into power tools, and that was pretty much a throwback to my creepy memories as a kid, listening to all this noise. My dad put a chainsaw into his face once, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was about 9 years old, and he was cutting wood in the backyard, and I was helping him. And so ever since then, I was, I've been pretty into the power tools. Safety first,
Well, I've been listening to that lately, just because me and my daughter co-host Mud Puddle Radio these days.
Yeah, that's right.
On Saturday mornings here, so I'm brushing up on all the cool kids music these days.
Oh, I'm glad that applies. Yeah. Right on.
Well, you're an alumnus of CKUW here.
Yeah.
I vaguely recall. I remember when you had Alejandro Escovedo and his whole band in here.
Yeah, that
was
amazing.
Like back was 99, I think.
Yeah, he was here for something down at Old Market Square.
Yeah.
Someone had brought him in, and I was lucky enough to be doing a show that fit into his schedule, and they got me on. They have him on. It was an interview show anyway.
Right.
And I had him come in. I expected him just by himself, maybe to answer some questions, if we were lucky to play a couple of tunes. But he was amazing. Like, he came in with his whole band. This was before he had gotten sick, too, and he looked amazing. Like, he had his shades on, his big long leather coat, and he comes in with all these guys. There was, I think, six of them, and they squeezed into the tiny little booth over there, which it looks like, I think, has since been expanded somewhat even from then. And it was pretty special. I think it's recorded somewhere.
Yeah, I was trying to dig. I know I remember recording it on a cassette, which I can't find for the life of me. And
yeah, me too.
I was asking Rob, our station manager, today to find it so I could play a bit, but he couldn't find it today. He claims he has it at home, though. So next week, we're going to dig it out one way or another and play a bit of that.
I'll listen for sure.
Yeah. What was the name of your show?
It was called What Is Good.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an idea I had that I would have people come on and talk about the music that they liked and just kind of explore people's aesthetic and talk to them about who they were, what their background was, and what their interests were in terms of music, and maybe try to shed some light on why different people like different kinds of music, if there's any sort of stereotypes that work or don't work. And it was super interesting. I had tons of different people on from all over the city, which was pretty, and people who came in from out of town playing shows and stuff. I got to do those kinds of interviews as well, so it was good. It was a good time. I don't know. I don't think I was a horrible host, actually. But they put up with me for about a year and a half, 2 years, and it's good.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well, we got you back, and you're sitting there with the Dan Electro.
Yeah.
Looking awful spiffy.
Yeah, this is a baritone, man. It's got these Lindy Fralin pickups in it that I had installed about a year and a half ago, and I think it sounds pretty good.
All right. You want to put it to work?
Yeah, I'm going to try a new song out here. Let's see if I can pull this off. I'm going to do a level check with you. That sounds pretty good, I think. All right.
got a mouth like a Russian starlet. Taller and older and vaguely exotic. She works on the strip at a women's shoe store. She come from Herzegovina after the war. She said, I see you're missing something, or you're just about to lose. It's a lonely world out there if you're looking for the truth. Half on the edge and half in the old school. She'll talk about love and she'll hold it against you. I met her at a meeting, we were tired of our lives, and I was on step 3, she was on step 10. Followed out after I'm closing, and she said, I wanna sink my teeth in your skin. Down at the store, she's a guard in a tower. Watching the door and counting the hours. She eats almost nothing and she dresses so long, like a dead sail hanging on a sea gone all wrong. She says, who the hell are you telling me how to live? My man back home, he would have hit me if I talked like this. I see you're missing something, or you're just about to lose. I see you're missing something, or you're just about to lose. It's a lonely world out there if you're looking for the truth. The absolute mess of the way she lives. She wakes up laughing, yeah, a couple times a week. You never look no better than when you're asleep. I see you're missing something, or you're just about to lose. I see you're missing something, or you're just about to lose. I see you're missing something, or you're just about to lose. It's a lonely world out there if you're looking for the truth.
Nice stuff. Nice stuff. Greg McPherson, folks, if you're just tuning in here live on the Twang Trust, that sounds like a record I need to buy. Why, it's been a couple of years since Night Flares.
Yeah. It's coming. Mm-hmm. It's coming. I'm still writing songs, and I think that I'm almost there. I'm just sort of this show, actually, I booked it as an excuse just to get my whole band together in the same place for a while, because Steve Bates, my longtime collaborator, guitar player, friend, is living in Montreal, and Mike is here, my bass player is here. I'm here most of the time, but I'm on tour, or I'm down in Toronto a bunch because my girlfriend lives there. So to get us all in one place for a little while just to work on songs was basically my idea of when I booked this show. And we're going to have 3 or 4 days with Steve and hold up in a rehearsal room with a new drummer, old friend of mine from high school, actually, who's used to play in my first real band, The Apartments, way back in the mid-90s. Ryan Ahoff. Some people know him as Ribo. He's played with a bunch of different bands. Right now he's playing with Annihilator, actually, which is a very popular metal band.
Yeah.
And he's a phenomenal drummer, so I'm really excited. We're rehearsing a few times now already, and he's been pretty extraordinary. So I think it's going to be a really nice week for me next week, just going over these new songs with the actual band, and the show kind of tops off the fun.
All right. Yeah, there's going to be a solo and an electric set, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Probably both will be somewhat electrified, but I'll be playing two sets, one primarily just solo material. And people ask me all the time, like, you know, why don't you play with the band more? Or other people will say, hey, why don't you do more solo? And it's a nice question to have, I think, asked when you're a songwriter. It's nice that people are interested in both.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's great, too, like being a singer-songwriter and a solo act. I can play by myself or as a duo, as a trio, as four-piece. And this is just sort of, I think, just a way to do both of my favorite things, which is play with my full four-piece band with the guys who usually play with me on my recordings, and to play solo in one of my favorite venues in Canada. So
yeah,
I think it's going to be a good night. I'm really psyched up. I've been practicing for a change.
Yeah. So there are tickets still available for next Thursday's show?
Yeah, they're going fast, I understand, but that's a nice problem to have. And I think it's going to be good. I'm pretty psyched up. A nice summer night in Winnipeg is, you can't go wrong for rock and roll music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, though, I hear that the Albert and the Collective are maybe on the way out.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard this.
No?
No.
This is what I hear. I've got it from pretty reliable sources that
wow.
Some of my favorite places to spend my evenings in this city over the years, have some of the most incredible moments in my life, I think, have happened at the Albert, for sure.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that Wayne has sold the Albert from... This could be unsubstantiated, but I'm pretty positive that it's common knowledge.
Gadzooks. Well...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty shocked.
Yeah, well, hopefully something will. Jeez, who did he sell it to, I wonder? Anybody who's going to want to continue?
I don't know. I heard that he sold it to the guy who owns the salon next door. Like, he's a 27-year-old entrepreneur, and he's talked, I think, about keeping it as some sort of music venue, but that could mean any number of things.
Yeah.
To the cynic and me, it means he'll probably turn into a disco bar, but... we'll see. We'll see. Winnipeg's a funny place that way, you know.
Yeah.
But, the era was a long one for the Albert, and I think, it has a legacy that speaks for itself. So.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to have had something like that in the city as long as we have.
Yeah, no kidding.
But that's not to say that we couldn't have kept the streak alive.
Yeah.
Maybe somehow. But.
Boy, first CBGB's then the Albert. Man,
I know,
man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Do you know when the Albert opened?
Oh, gosh. It's been there as long as I can remember. I mean, I remember Husker Du playing there.
Yeah.
And they recorded the B-side of 8 Miles High at the Royal Albert.
Yeah.
And, geez, I don't think it was a new venue at that point. So.
No, I think it's early 80s at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
But then the Collective 2 apparently is going to be in American Apparel now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it seemed like it was just yesterday I was there. I was one of... four people who saw Elliot Brood play the Collective.
Yeah. I think that's the
thing. Now
the
they played to like 3,000 people at the folk festival.
So next time they come back.
Yeah.
They'll be scrambling for a venue.
Yeah. Wow. Hmm. Yeah. Well, there's some news for you, kids. Jeepers.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yeah. Well, I was at the post office today. I was buying stamps, and I noticed that the Canada Post has issued a series of Canadian musician stamps.
Is that right?
There's the first series you get. Oh, there's Gordon Lightfoot, Joni Mitchell, Anne Murray, and Paul Anka.
Wow.
So if they got you to pick the next set, who would you pick?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think I would probably go with someone like one of the boys from No Means No, maybe, or Joey Shithead from the West Coast. Maybe Chris Hanna from Propagandy here in Winnipeg, I think, is pretty exceptional and unsung and little known in the mainstream artist that's, you know, huge, really, in that world. It's incredible. I tour all over the place, and wherever I go, there's 100 people coming up saying, hey, when's Propagandy coming?
And, yeah.
You know, it's insane, actually. You can go to Europe, and not people from Winnipeg go to Europe often. I've had many friends say, like, oh, you're on that label with Propagandy. And I've gone to Europe, and I didn't even know who Propagandy was. And then people from Europe are telling me about this great band. So I think I would pick Chris, just out of loyalty and because he's such a great guy.
Yeah.
But after that, I don't know. Maybe, oh, man. I used to be a big Rio Statics fan back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hesitant to pick a Torontonian.
Yeah. Yeah, there's enough of them on there already.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. You're putting the maybe Pip Skid. Underdog kind of a stamp. You know,
there's a good set. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll put some thought into that. Next time I talk to you, I'll fill you in.
All right. Let's. You mentioned Propagandy. It seems like, you know, the way you fit into the quote-unquote music biz is sort of that, you know, that hardcore ethos, yet your music isn't really that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, does that ever cause you any kind of, you know, expectations on some audience's part?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It's something that I've struggled with. It's sometimes hard. For me, to live up to the sort of ideological standards of that community. I think that Propagandy is one of the few artists, few bands in existence that pulls it off with a great deal of character and integrity. And I think it's more difficult to do that, though, than meets the eye. As a solo act, for me, it's hard. I think aesthetically, first of all, to go and play hardcore shows and to tour DIY and to sort of carry the G7 flag, because it doesn't fit really at all with the other bands. Like, my music isn't at all hardcore, and I think that the ideological background that we all have might be somewhat similar. And but beyond anything, I think that our approach to art and to music is what the common ground is that got us together in the first place and keeps us working together over the years. Is we just all have a pretty high standard for artistic independence, and they're very, very hands-off with me, and they're very supportive, and they've never done anything but give their soul to my music. So I have no complaints really about that. I do get frustrated though with the sort of narrow-mindedness of the punk scene. I think that's a huge statement, of course. Like, I don't think there are specific scenes all over the world. There's as many scenes as there are people, but there is a lot of fundamentalism in that world, just like there isn't any kind of demographic. And
yeah,
I deal with that a lot, and that frustrates me. I like to have my music speak for itself, and I'm not really a spokesman for a cause of any kind. I'm thoughtful, and I don't mind talking about things that I think are important. But my music, I think it stands on its own, and that's something that I do put a bit of thought into, and I have sort of
struggled with coming from that label and venturing out into the music industry. You get sort of interesting people play a different angle with you when you're from G7 than they do, and I'm sure when you're from Sony Music.
Yeah, oh sure. Well, have you ever? I mean, the other side of that coin, and there's bound to be people out there who would be totally into your music, but don't come across it because of the way it's, you know, quote unquote marketed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is it? Have you ever thought of, you know, going putting it out on another label just to see what happens?
Well, yeah, I haven't really put much work into that, but you know, G7's great in that they don't hold me to anything. We have nothing but a handshake deal for our contracts, and it's all just goodwill. And we've had this discussion ourselves many times. Just, you know, if there's something that came along that suits you better, then feel free. But in the meantime, we're both understood, and you know, we love you. You love us. It's a good situation. But yeah, to be honest with you, I mean, as I've gotten older, sometimes I feel like there's things to be looked at. Like my music, in particular, I think isn't ideologically based at all. Like it's not about issues. It's not about political parties. It's not about isms or you know. I'm not a Marxist. I'm not an ist of any kind. So it is a bit. It's a struggle sometimes to be categorized that way. And I think G7 unfairly, from their own fault as well. Like they do get looked at and categorized very, very specifically as a political, exclusively political, radical political label, and it's tough, you know. Like I think that musically, it speaks for itself. You know, I think there's lots of great music on that label. The bands are putting out songs that have nothing necessarily to do with whatever the you know current issues are. Yeah. But in my case, I think that I think about other labels sometimes, and if something came along that was more, suited my work better, I would probably consider it. But at this point, it's a pretty happy fit, so I don't know if I could see that happening.
No, I'm wondering this next week when the Free Press writes its little blurb about your show that happens. I'm wondering if you're going to get the inevitable. Little blurb about being Winnipeg's version of Bruce Springsteen.
I hope not. Yeah. I hope not.
What
would be like someone saying you're the CKUW version of Peter Zosky?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like me, speaking as Bruce Geek extraordinaire of Winnipeg, I mean, I've seen you long enough that I've never really put the two together myself.
No.
Felt about that?
Well, it's a funny. I mean, it's obviously he's an extraordinary artist, and it's an honor to be mentioned in the same name and the same sentence as someone like Bruce Springsteen. But I don't think that our music has much similarity. I think that I wear jeans and I'm a white guy playing an electric guitar. You know, that's sort of the common thread. But
although one of my fondest musical memories, I think ever. Is seeing you at the West End doing Born in the USA with a trumpet player.
I was trying to be ironic. Yeah. You know? That's just in response to all the Bruce Springsteen comments. I thought, I'll do a Bruce Springsteen cover, you bastards. But no, I don't know. I mean, it's awfully nice that people, you know, I think that oftentimes folks will just out of laziness or just out of simplicity will categorize music the easiest way they know how, and oftentimes that's just with comparison. And I think I could do a lot worse than Springsteen, so yeah. I don't let it bother me too much.
Yeah. Well, how about another song that sounds absolutely nothing like Bruce Springsteen?
All right, this one actually, that's hilarious. This one probably does sound like Bruce Springsteen.
That's okay too.
Well, let's see if I can pull this off. This one's brand spanking new. I think I can play this one. All right, I'm going to turn my amp up just a little. Okay. This one's called Visitor.
city sometimes is a backhanded invitation. It's all just sitting there waiting for a man knows where it's at. But if you want in there or anywhere, you gotta be ready to pay for it. And there ain't nothing that a poor man knows much better than that. I came up from the East Coast following a woman that I met back home, yeah. She was the kind of girl motivate a man beyond himself. A long year living in a rundown basement suite with nothing. I tried looking for work and then I tried looking for someone else. You're looking at me, but you never know who you'll turn out to be until you get there. I did a couple years working nights at a warehouse job I hated. And I did a couple more serving drinks to people with more money than sand. I ran up quite a bill down at the bank, yeah, I probably should have paid it. In a city like this, it's a wonder that I even paid my rent. I fell in with the wrong kind of crowd, who knows, maybe I'd been out looking. It's hard living without when the good life's laughing right in your face. It sits there with its long legs crossed, saying you should, but you know you shouldn't. You stand there long enough, you do anything for a taste. The way you're looking at me, you never know who you'll turn out to be until you get there. All along, yeah, some part of me might have been wrong, but I never noticed. This one night I made a call to a woman, got dressed up and went out drinking. Things had gotten out of hand by then, man, I was in a little over my head. Someone offered me some money, and in retrospect, I guess I wasn't thinking. In a city like this, it's a wonder that I didn't just end up dead. You heard these stories all before, yeah, my own version's not much better. An hour in a spotlight, an evening in a road, and a minute in a line. It's not where you're at, my friend, it's who you are there that really matters. And I'm going back to Nova Scotia just as soon as I serve my time. You're looking at me, but you never know who you'll turn out to be until you get there. All along, yeah, some part of me must have been wrong, but I never noticed. You're looking at me, you never know who you'll turn out to be until you get there. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was a total Nebraska ripoff. I just...
With the reverb and everything. Yeah, I know.
That was sweet. Greg McPherson, folks.
Could be worse, you know.
Yeah. Thursday night, next week, a week from tomorrow at the West End Cultural Center. One set solo, one set with a band. Get your tickets now while you can. You won't be able to too much longer, I don't think.
Hopefully.
That was sweet, Greg. Thanks so much
for
coming in.
It's my pleasure, man.
Before you leave, you have to read one of these things.
All right. Hey, Winnipeg, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
What a pro. You should get a show. You should get your own show.
Was that
here.
Smooth? That's all right?
That's all right.
All right. This is good. Thanks very much, dude. I appreciate it, man.
Ah, my honor.
I got to run off. I think my rehearsal's starting in a couple minutes. The boys are going to be standing. I'm the only guy with the key to the space.
Well, you better get. Right. Okay. Well, thanks for coming in again, Greg. We'll see you next
pleasure.
Week.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
He never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way. And he loved to steal your money. Well, some is rich and some is poor. And that's the way the world is. But I don't believe in lying back and saying how bad our luck is. So we came to jazz it up. Never loved a shovel. Break your back to earn your pay. And don't forget to grovel. Daddy was a bank robber. He never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way. And he loved to steal your money. The boys in jail, we get out now together. What do you think they want to say to us while we were being clever? Hey, strike out, boys, to the heads. I can't find me that hole in the wall, no more than ever will. Just ask where you're spinning. There's no point to want to comb your hair when it's gray and thinning. So we came to jazz it up. Never loved a shovel. Break your back to earn your pay. And don't forget to grovel. Daddy was a bank robber. He never heard no. Just love to live that way and love to steal your money. Hey, the rabbit run to the hills. I can't find me that hole in the wall. No one that ever will.
On election night, I was hoping that we're gonna make a move tonight. But we're gonna make a swing to the right. I'm singing the blues for the country as we move into another long night.
corners, throwing glances at the TV, rip the label off the bottle all night. Some sucker rolled up in a Beamer, traded streamers, and I nearly got into a fight. I said, you're making a fool of the country, holding hands with the Christian right. And I turned to my girl and I cried.
D-Roll, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. Wait a minute, Twang Trust? That's on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
Last night I saw Lester Maddox on a TV show with some smart-ass New York Jew. And the Jew laughed at Lester Maddox. And the audience laughed at Lester Maddox, too. Well, he may be a fool, but he's a fool. If they think they're better than him, then they're wrong. So I went to the park, I took some paper along, and that's where I made this song.
Calling
Steve Earle on the Twang Trust here, folks. Yes, indeed. Randy Newman song from the tribute album to Randy Newman called Sail Away that came out a couple of years ago. And a little number called Rednecks. Somebody requested Rednecks from Randy Newman at the Folk Festival Sunday night, and he declined to play it on account of all the kids that were in the audience. And kudos to Randy for that. Hopefully there's no kids listening to the radio. Kids don't listen to the radio, do they? Not anymore. Not till Saturday mornings at 8 for Mud Puddle Radio. That's when the kids are around. No, right now they're running around. They're running through a sprinkler or something now. Good thing. Keep them away from the radio, for heaven's sake. That was a bit of a guttermouth set there, huh? The one before that was Dan Kelly and the Alpha Males. That's Paul Kelly's nephew. It was a track from the Pirate Radio EP called Drunk on Election Night. Yeah. And Greg McPherson from the Maintenance EP before that, and a cover of The Clash's Bank Robber. And Greg McPherson live in the studio before that. Holy moly, that was fun, huh? A couple of new songs from Greg. Yes, he's going to be at the Weston Cultural Center next Thursday. Did you know? Did you know? Do you have your tickets? You should. They're available at places like, Ticketmaster, the Weston Cultural Center, Into the Music, or Music Trader. We're going to tell you all of that over again in like a mere seconds, because you know it's coming up now, don't you?
Into the Music is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Since 1987, Into the Music has been bringing Winnipeg the best in quality collectible music. The anniversary fun kicks off on July 16th with a mega sale on new and used items. Come on down to the store on Tuesday, July 17th for the anniversary party featuring birthday cake, contests, and performances by John Sampson, DJ Honeycutt, and more. Celebrate 20 years of sound with Into the Music, 245B McDermott Street in Winnipeg's Historic Exchange District. For more details, call 287-8279. That's 287-8279.
Oh, I love it when we have new entertainment guide music, don't you? Yeah, this is CKW's Entertainment Guide. Brought to you by Into the Music, concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So, what else is going on in this town? Well, over at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the Perpetrators hold court. Yes, all weekend long, Perpetration. It's going to be the recording of the latest High and Lonesome Years live album volume thing. Yeah, Be Obnoxious and Live Forever. The Music in the Market concert series. That's every Thursday at noon in Old Market Square. Tomorrow, it's Scott Nolan. And then there's a break during the Fringe Festival. But the series resumes Thursday, August 2nd with the Matt Epps Band. Well, you just heard him live here in the studio, Greg McPherson. He will be at the West End Cultural Center on Thursday, July 19th. That's a week from tomorrow. Brought to you by CKUW and the West End Cultural Center. You don't want to miss this special one-night-only performance featuring one solo set and one set backed by his band. Featuring our old pal Steve Bates. Yep, likely to be Greg's only Winnipeg show of the summer, so get your tickets early. Show is 8 p.m., doors at 7:15, and the $14 tickets are available in advance at Ticketmaster, the West End Cultural Center, Into the Music, or Music Trader. CKW presenting the Art City Parade. Yes, join us for the annual Art City Parade at 12 noon on Saturday, July 28th. Our theme this year is Dream City. Art City participants will be working throughout July to create costumes, banners, and sculptures around this theme. Dream City is our vision of how we see our city in the future. Visit Art City at 616 Broadway or call 775-9856 for more info. And Captain Manners Ticket Workshop and us here at CKW are proud to present the re-return of America's Funny Man Neil Hamburger Saturday, July 28th. At the Royal Albert Arms Hotel. Hopefully they won't be kicked out before then. Tickets $10 in advance at Into the Music, Music Trader, and online at ticketworkshop.com. Yeah. Unbelievable. Thursday, July 26th, John Fogerty at the MTS Center with the Jim Cuddy Band opening up. And Thursday, August 9th, Carol and Mark will be at Times Changed. If you missed her at the Folk Fest, don't worry. She's back in August at Times Changed. She's actually on her way to Ear Falls, Ontario. Are you hep to this whole thing? August 10th to the 12th in Ear Falls, Ontario. It's the Trout Forest Music Festival featuring Elliot Brood, Hayes Carl, Carolyn Mark, Nathan, the Derangers, the Western States, Little Miss Higgins, Mike Trike, Chords of Canada, the Doug and Jess Band, Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, and on and on and on. Ear Falls. It's a 4.5-hour drive from Winnipeg, about 2 hours northeast of Kenora. So you can go check out Trout Forest. Check out troutfest.com for tickets and camping info, as well as details on the bus transportation package, which will get you home in time for Wednesday, August 15th. Wilco. Wilco coming back to the Jim Cale Theater. Special guest Richard Swift. Yep. We ran out of music a long time ago, but we're still going to tell you about Saturday, September 22nd. That's a ways off, but we'll tell you anyway. Saturday, September 22nd, Steve Forbert at the West End Cultural Center. How about that, huh? Yeah. That's it. This entertainment guide should have come to a close 2.5 minutes ago, but it didn't. If you'd like your event placed here, drop by and tell us about it, or give us a call at 786-9782. Ah, so, were you at the Folk Festival? What fun, huh? I've almost recovered. Once I fill my prescription from Dr. Gameshi, I'll be fine, I think. But, it was fun out there, huh? Man, oh man. Lots of great stuff. Tons of great stuff. We're gonna review a bit. Over time, over the next hour, we got almost an hour left in the big show here. What were some of my highlights? Let's see. What do we got here? What's queued up? What can we do? How about this? How about that? There was this great workshop on, when was it? Was it Friday? I guess it was Friday. It was a testosterone workshop titled after a show here on CKUW. That was kind of special all by itself. No ska music at that festival, but at that workshop. But it was a good set from some guys I knew and some guys I didn't know. There was guys I knew like Joel Plaskett and Tim Easton, and then there's guys I didn't really know like Indio Saravanja and Ben Weaver. And I thought we'd hear from a few of them folks right now. Let's see, what do we got queued up here? We'll start with Ben Weaver actually, and then we'll do a Tim Easton song. And then we'll hear Indio. You know, I had this Indio Saravanja album, and I had a garage sale a couple of weeks ago, and I was putting together all these crappy CDs to sell, because I get lots of crappy CDs in the mail, and I got this one. I didn't know what it was, and I mean, it's to the point now where I can almost look at them and tell if they're crappy or not just by looking at the things. I don't have enough time to listen to every one of them, so I just throw them in a box and sell them at garage sales for a dollar. It's a horrible thing to do, I know, but when you don't have time, that's what you have to do. I'm sorry. But I was throwing together my crappy dollar CD box prior to my garage sale, and I threw in this one by this Indio Saravanja guy. And I said, wait, I know that name. He's playing the Folk Festival this year. So I plunked it out of my dollar crap box and listened to it, and holy crow, it was great. I'm sure glad I didn't sell this for a dollar. I'm keeping it. You can buy your own. It'll cost you more than a buck, I'm pretty sure, but it'll be well worth it. We're going to hear something from this, from Indio's album. We're going to hear something from Tim Easton's most recent album, and we're also going to hear from this guy here, from Ben Weaver. He's from Minneapolis, and he was a pretty interesting character, I thought. Quite a bit of a Steve Earle kind of a vibe going on there. This is something from Ben Weaver called 40 Watt Bulb.
Can't beat lightning with a bright bulb. You can only go in one direction once your back's to the wall. The scent in the air, the wind through the magnolia trees. The branches bend and drive petals on my feet. Streetlights balance on a lost dog's tail. The sky looks like a table all covered in fish scales. There's a night only idiots tie. From the wings of a dirty dove, called love. A black cat up and cross my path reminds me I'm one day closer to my last. It's no wonder you hurt like a bent crowbar. No wonder you run out of my arms like dust from the saw. Curtains part like ruts down that old mill road. Can't expect to hold on, at the same time let go. There's a night only idiots tie. From the wings of a dirty dove, it's called love. Like a ruby in a blind man's ear. The truth ain't forgiven, no matter what you hear. Time's naked as a mannequin, but always dressed in style. And after all this time between us, can you forgive me now? The world loves bad news coming out of a pretty mouth, and the earth groans in sorrow as the farmer hitches up his plow. There's a knot that only idiots tie. From the wings of a dirty dove, it's called love. I didn't know what I had till I threw it all away. I took things past the point where there was anything left to save. Car window, I watch you drift downstream, but objects in the mirror are always closer than they seem. From the outstretched wings of a dirty dove, well, there's a knot only idiots tie, baby. It's called love. There's a knot that only idiots tie. From the wings of a dirty dove, it's called love.
We were capsized in the waves of empty faces, baptized in that million-dollar sound. We found our own religion in those places. The stadium was the biggest church in town. But there comes a time you wonder what you live for, when the sacred things lose meaning in your head. It's like waking from a dream to find you're older, with a feeling something died while you were sleeping in your bed. To that battle, made a promise. Said we'd find the things we looked for.
long ago. The open roads beyond the perfect highway told us there was nowhere left to go. And although I would fight to keep it coming, but that split mile highway didn't seem like it would ever end. When we realized we couldn't drive forever, we would need more money, though we didn't know then. And now it's been a long, long time since we've spoken. Are you having any good dreams you could share? Someone just like you but not moving. Brother, I'm not sure you even care. But I had one just last night about Walt Whitman. I saw his face and all the money clear and green. And the president confessed to all the nations that the leaves of grass were drenched in foreign blood and gasoline. He was a half-forgotten preacher in a theater, screaming about the world that we don't scheme. But this time, man, when Johnny screamed, no future from a television man, you know it's felt so true. Tonight we'll have the campfires and the music, just like we used to do so many times before. And I'll sing one of the styles just for you, brother, cause you know you're gonna come back from this war. Capsized in the waves of empty faces, baptized in a $1 million sand. We found our little religion in those places. Stadium was the biggest church in town. But there comes a time you wonder what you live for, when the sacred things lose meaning in your head. It's like waking from a dream to find a road with a feeling some died while you were sleeping in your bed.
Hey folks, this is Tim Easton, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Well, it's good afternoon, cause I slept in much too long. But I woke up today, 60 days on. And I would not even be here if I stuck with that same old song and dance with the booze and pills and powders and the Bloody Mary mornings, red-headed sluts and car bombs, Irish whiskey and scotch, everything, the heroin, cocaine and morphine, ecstasy, opium and wine, uppers, downers, siders and Alaskan girls will kick your ass. Northern lights and southern comfort, good weed, bad weed, hash and hot knives, tequila and cheap beer. Belgian beer's the best, but I could never get enough. Adipex, Cezanne's, Guinness, Valium's the stuff. They got me feeling good, but looking rough. And I never found peyote, so if it's great, be sure and let me know. Cause the mushrooms and acid did just fine. Oh, thank you, drugs, you had us a time, yeah. Thanks for all the fun and the 7 times in jail, but now I'm done and I wish you the best. Be sure to call me every now and then, but most of them, I hope you're satisfied, cause you should be. Dear old song and dance. When I put you first and miss that day, I knew I had to hit the brakes. I was sick and tired of waking up with a dead man in my eyes. Now with your Dutch, you can laugh. The rest of you can all fuck off. Thank God I'm getting older and just not learning it.
who I am. I'm getting older and learning who I am. Then waking up sober in Amsterdam.
Ah, Tim Easton there from his most recent album, Ammunition. Maybe you caught him at the folk festival this past weekend, huh? If you did, you were in luck. Boy, he was part of a great workshop Saturday morning. The first one. It may go down. I don't know. I was going to say it goes down in history as best workshop ever, but the one that followed it was pretty darn amazing too. It started off Cover Tunes USA with, your host, Todd Snyder, and also on hand were Ola Bell, Tim Easton, and Chris Smither. And wow, it was great. I mean, I was looking forward to that one. I didn't think it was going to be as great as it was. It was unbelievable. Ola Bell, who are maybe just this little tiny bit too slick on record. They leave their slickness at home when they show up live, and they were just amazing. And, amazing musicians, Winnipegger Glenn Patcha on keyboards. Made you think, what Little Feet could possibly sound like. Maybe what they did back in the day. He was amazing. And those folks could sit in with anybody and turn anything into a jewel. And they had great things to work with. Todd, boy, they did a amazing version of the Stones' Faraway Eyes with Todd Snyder. That was hilarious and glorious all at the same time. And Tim Easton, he would just do these, you know, obscure blues numbers, and, the band would just take him into the stratosphere. It was amazing. Amazing. And Chris Smither, boy, that Dylan cover he did. Oh, that was an amazing workshop. Absolutely. It was on par with the workshop I remember seeing years back with Alejandro Escovedo and Danny Michel. It was that good. It was as good as that one. It really was. It was awesome. And then you had the bluegrass thing with the Carolina Chocolate Drops and Crooked Still and Dyad and Uncle Earl. Oh, man. Man, smoking 1-2. That was the best 1-2 punch ever, I think, in the folk festival's 34-year history. There you go. I said it. I'll stand on Mitch Podolak's coffee table and say as much. Yeah. Anyways, what else was great? Ben Weaver. We heard Ben Weaver in that set. Let's see. Oh, well, I should tell you. Before Tim Easton, we actually heard Indio Saravanja from his self-titled debut album. It's actually a 2005 release. He's got a new one coming out soon and should be a good one. We heard Orphans from his first one. And at the top of that set, we heard Ben Weaver in a little number called 40-Watt Bulb. Ben was great. I only saw him at the one workshop, though. I really wanted to catch his solo show, which took place on Saturday afternoon, but it was opposite Elliot Brood's solo spot. And, you know, yeah, I know. I've seen Elliot Brood 1,000 times and never seen Ben Weaver. I should have probably gone to see Ben Weaver, but I went and saw Elliot Brood just because I thought, well, they'll probably play a couple of new songs and, you know, gotta give my props to my boys. And wow, I am glad I went because, what fun that was. What fun that was to see, you know, thousands of people going insane for those guys. Once upon a time, there was only me and three others, but they were in the thousands there Saturday afternoon, and standing ovation and the whole bit. They were unbelievable. They kept their set to all their up-tempo stuff, blew folks away. Yep. You ain't going to be able to get into Time's Change next time they play. I can tell you now. You might as well line up now. They probably won't be there for a few months, but... you might want to get in line now. That's all I'm saying about that. Oh, my boys did me proud. What else? Oh, and Todd Snyder. Wow. Yeah, he had fun at that workshop, but, I missed Todd's, his main stage thing. I didn't stick around Saturday night, unfortunately. I would have liked to have seen Todd's main stage tweener thing because, from what I hear, the tales I have heard, boy, he wowed him. He wowed him on the main stage. Got a rare mid-evening standing ovation he did. Not too often you see that. So, yeah, good on Todd. And then he did a solo spot the next day, which I did see, and that was just a hoot and a half. Wow, yeah, Todd. Todd. Nice to see he's finally on Winnipeg radar. His first Winnipeg show, hopefully... yeah, it will be followed by his second one soon. I hope our friends down there at the West End Cultural Center take it upon themselves to do that. Hmm? Yes. Yes, I would hope so. And our friend Todd, actually, you know, we talked to him a little while after one of his workshops, and he had a message. He had a message for all you folks out there, and we're gonna play that message for you now. Something to consider if you're out there in the car driving around listening to the radio right now.
Hey, everybody, don't drive like an asshole. This is your friend Todd Snyder.
Did you know that there are people who put us down for no other reason than the simple fact that we get around? My generation, bar 2, verse 3, chapter 4, Jackson 5, Nikki 6. Open up his eyes and take a look around. And he says, my generation ain't good for nothing. I can think of something, so I thought I'd jot it down. So here's hair gel hanging out at the health spa, using condom sense and watching Ellie Long. Here's the drum machine, stonewall sheens, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frat guys. $40 tie-dye t-shirts and big bold paisley ties. And here's the living off that as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation, should be proud. So proud. Shopping malls, and there ain't any price we're too proud to pay. We'll buy anything from Diet Sprite to 1,000 points of light. Well, I admit we're not that bright, but I'm proud anyway. So here's the hair gel hanging out at the health spa, using condom sense and watching Arsenio Hall. Here's the drum machine, stonewashed jeans, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frat guys. Wearing $40 tie-dye t-shirts, big bold basic ties. Here's the living off that as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation, God, I hope I die before I get old. My generation, strike a pose, there's nothing to it. My generation should be proud.
Hit the big white strum, pal.
Hit the big white strum, gal.
Hello, everybody. We're here to say, tune in for some bluegrass 4 to 6 Tuesdays.
The Winnipeg Folk Festival and Live Nation presents Wilco, August 15th at the Burton Cummings Theater for the Sky Blue Sky Tour, with special guest Richard Swift. Tickets available at livenation.com, ticketmaster.ca, and the Winnipeg Folk Festival Music Store. That's Wilco, August 15th at the Burton Cummings Theater. Wilco's new album, Sky Blue Sky, now available. CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
Art City would like to invite everyone to join us at the Art City Parade on Saturday, July 28th at 2 o'clock p.m. This year, Art City participants will be spending the month of July creating colorful costumes, banners, and sculptures around the theme of Dream City, our vision of our city in the future. The parade will feature futuristic buildings, green energy ideas, environmentally friendly transportation, and lots of our plant, insect, and animal friends.
Following the parade, there will be a community picnic and festivities in the field of Broadway Neighborhood Center. Everyone is welcome to join us for the celebration of community and art. If you want to participate in the parade, please meet at Art City at 616 Broadway at 1 p.m. For more information, please call Art City at 775-9856.
See you at the Art City Dream City Parade,
Saturday, July 28th at 2 o'clock p.m.
Hey Winnipeg, this is Casey from Elliott Brood, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you.
Hey folks, this is Gregory List, the banjo player from Crooked Still, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, 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 my, my, my. So the Billy can run. One for my brother, one for my father too. Only can run, only can jump so high. Daddy's got a pony so that Daddy can ride.
Hi y'all, this is Cesar Rosas of Los Lobos, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, y'all.
Ah, yes, indeed you are, and that was some big dumb stuff there from Los Lobos from their album The Neighborhood, Jenny's Got a Pony. And, of course, Los Lobos were typically brilliant at the folk festival, both on their main stage appearance and at the workshop stage with the Iguanas. They did, they made up a new band there. Various folks from both bands and, ripping it up in typical Los Lobos fashion. What more can you say about those guys? They're not capable of doing anything less than great. So, yeah, what can you say? Business as usual. Same for Crooked Still, who we heard before that. Shaken by a Low Sound is their most recent album. We heard their Bob Dylan cover there. Oxford Town, a little Cumberland Gap tacked onto the end of that one. They did that one. Did I hear that twice or just once? Just once, I think. They did a main stage set where they were awesome, and they, yeah, they did the main stage set. Their workshop, though, man, oh, man, that workshop. They did, I don't know if they did a solo thing. I didn't see it if they did, but they did that bluegrass thing Saturday afternoon with all them other bluegrass outfits. Uncle Earl and the Chocolate Drops and Dyad. Man, oh, man, what a glorious noise that was when all those bands started playing all together. Oh, that's the kind of stuff you can only see live at places like the Folk Festival. And, man, I don't know why they don't record that and just put it out. That would be a Desert Island classic if they do that live from the Folk Festival, I'd say. Did you see that? It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I actually filmed some of it. I'm going to put it up on YouTube as soon as I figure out how to do that. Might take me a better part of a year, but I will do it, I promise. Some amazing stuff I captured. What else did we hear? Oh, and my boys, Elliot Brood. Speaking of folks doing good out there at Birdsill Park, my boys did amazing. Nice to see that. And lots of great new songs in that solo spot they did. So that's good to hear. Hopefully it'll be soon through again. Bye, Ted. Ted's leaving. Just in case you wanted to know. Ted was here. Now he's gone. What's next? Who else did good out at the Folk Fest? Well, local folks did great. Boy, I'm not sure who did better, Nathan or Rami Mays. They both did fabulous out there. They both made a lot of new friends, I'm sure. Rami, of course, made a few enemies, too, but that's, you know, that's the way it goes with her. Yeah, but loved everything I saw from both those outfits. And what do you know? So does No Depression magazine. They love them both, too. Check this out, the brand new issue of No Depression magazine, Porter Wagner on the cover. Turn to page 104. That's always the page I turn to first when I get my No Depression magazine, is page 104. And look who's down in the bottom corner. The review of Nathan's album, Key Principles. There it is. There it is. And it's a rave, of course. What else could it be? You know, I saw Nathan a few times over the course of the weekend, and you know, it's maybe it's they're a band. Maybe do you take them for granted? Maybe a little, just because they're local, homegrown folks. You know, the more I listen to them, the more I realize what an amazing record Key Principles is. Certainly one of the year's best for sure. And No Depression magazine thinks so too, and they think the same of Rami Mays. What do you know? Look at there on the other page, the opposite page, on the same page as Jim Bryson's rave review for his new album. You got Rami Mays, Sweet Something Steady. There it is. And that one, Rami Mays' album, is actually reviewed in this issue by Grant Alden, who's one of the two main dudes at No Depression magazine, one of the publishers of the magazine. And he just goes nuts on this record. He loves it so much. So, if these reviews do anything for him, them folks are going to be selling records as fast as they did at the Folk Fest. I know Rami actually sold out of albums. So, yeah, and it's no wonder, because it sounds like this.
I am destined to be lonely. Your love's like the only one. I am righteous, but I'm brandy. Your love tastes like candy. I'll be the other day. I'll be the other day. the other day. I'll be the other day. I'll be the other day.
This is Carrie and Devin from Nathan, and you are listening to
The High and Lonesome Sound of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
1, 2, 1.
Traffic jam of good intentions gone. like a turbojet, propped her up in the backyard with some concrete blocks for a new coach plate, new set of shocks, took it down to the car wash, checked the plugs and points. I'm on out tonight, I'm gonna rock this joint. Skyline, I'm an all set code with that game. But due to night time, gotta find a gas station, gotta find a payphone, those turnpikes, smoothies at night, we're here alone. Gotta hit the gas, I'm running late. New Jersey in the morning like a lunar landscape. It takes me 2 hours to get back to where my baby lives. Wee hours, your mind gets hazy, radio relay towers. Leave you, my baby, on anything over best. I super read a body lighters with a goodie and a goodie lover. Want to pass?
Won't you hear my last one? Hey ho, rock and roll, never need for no help. potato chip commercial.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Joe Ely, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Ah, yes, indeed, you are. That was Bruce Springsteen there from the Live in Dublin sessions. A little reworking of his tune, Open All Night, huh? Yeah, kind of an Andrew Sisters take. That was our Andrew Sisters set there, actually. Bruce sounded like the Andrew Sisters, and then Nathan before that kind of sounded like the Andrew Sisters on You Win from their album Key Principles. And then Robbie Mays at the top of the set, not really sounding like the Andrew Sisters at all, but that's because Robbie doesn't do themes. Yeah, it's true. Hey, we gotta run away, and then we'll come back and say goodbye.
Ryan Adams has a new album, Easy Tiger.
Write me a letter.
Xavier Rudd's new album is White Moth.
Said, oh yeah, I like this. I do, yes, staring to the stars.
Rudd has captivated local audiences in solo live performances that abound with energy and musicality. His recordings are equally compelling. And there's something new from Nick Drake.
Thoughts of rain at sunset.
Family Tree features 28 previously unreleased tracks from the vaults of the estate of Nick Drake.
Thoughts of sun.
All of those are available at CD Plus now for $14.99 each. CD Plus, we love music as much as you do.
The Winnipeg Folk Festival and Live Nation presents Wilco, August 15th at the Burton Cummings Theater for the Sky Blue Sky Tour, with special guest Richard Swift. Tickets available at livenation.com, ticketmaster.ca, and the Winnipeg Folk Festival Music Store. That's Wilco, August 15th at the Burton Cummings Theater. Wilco's new album, Sky Blue Sky, now available.
Yeah, Wilco. Wilco's coming to town. Have you got your tickets yet? I hear it's almost sold out. I looked up tickets yesterday, tried to get a pair. The best I got was second balcony. You can get single seats down on the main floor, like way at the back. But, not much left. If you want to go, you better get them quick. Or, you know, I was thinking, I thought it'd be nice to give away a pair of Wilco tickets before the show, huh? I thought, but nah. And then I thought, maybe I should give away two pairs of Wilco tickets. And then I thought, nah. And then I thought, maybe I should give away three pairs of Wilco tickets. But again, I thought, why bother? But then I had a good idea. Then I thought, why don't I give away four pairs of Wilco tickets? Then I thought, yeah, I'm onto something. You'll find out just what next week here on the Twang Trust. Yes, tune in to find out how you can win one of four pairs of Wilco tickets that we got for you here on this here show. Uh-huh. Groovy, huh? I'm just that kind of guy. Yeah. Well, there. We did the Andrew Sisters, and we did Bruce Springsteen, and we did Greg McPherson. We had a lot of fun today, didn't we? Yes, we did. Well, we'll be back again next week for more fun. I didn't get to play near half of my funky new station IDs, like this one.
Hey, folks, this is Twisty from the D-Rangers. You're listening to the high, lonesome sounds of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Something weird and echoey going on there, huh? I don't know. We'll have to look into that. Anyways, next week, more festival reminiscences. But here's a guy, he's playing the Edmonton Folk Festival in August. Winnipeg was great. Winnipeg was better than Calgary, the lineup, I think, I would say. Winnipeg blew all the Alberta festivals away the last 2 years. This year, I would give the edge to Edmonton if I was being asked. I would give Edmonton the edge over Winnipeg. Although we did beat Calgary this year. That's good to see. But yeah, Edmonton's got the edge pretty much on account of this guy playing there this year, I think. This is, oh, I'd love to be there to see this fella. Marty Stewart, here's something. Here's a new track from a new compilation album, an anthology of duets, Compadres. This is something he did with Old Crow Medicine Show. I think you'll remember this, Chestnut. And I think I'll see you back here next week. And I think Al's going to get you wrongly wired very soon. Be good, kids.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that's as may be, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. The Taj Mahal remind us of clearer days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles.